Open everything? Kagi kills paywalls, Kobo opens up, and scientists map the universe. The single highest scored story on Hacker News Saturday, 1,149 points and 370 comments, was Kagi's announcement of a setting to remove paywalled links from search results entirely. Kagi is a subscription-based search engine with no advertising and no tracking. Its explicit model is that the user is the customer. The paywall filter's logic is straightforward. A result linking to content behind a subscription wall the user does not hold has negative value, it wastes time and produces frustration. A search engine that respects users should let them opt out of that class of result entirely. The business model context matters. Kagi has no revenue relationship with publishers who would lose referral traffic from paywalled content. Google and Bing operate inside the same advertising ecosystem as those publishers, which would make an equivalent feature politically difficult regardless of its user-facing merit. A thoughtful minority in the comment thread pushed back, arguing that filtering paywalled links degrades results in domains where the best journalism lives behind subscription walls, a genuine tension between immediate accessibility and information quality. The Kobo e-reader story was the hardware counterpart, drawing 670 upvotes and 189 comments. A developer project called Cobalt has enabled Kobo devices, which run Linux underneath, to execute applications beyond the built-in reading software without invasive modifications. The comment thread immediately populated with proposed use cases: RSS readers, note-taking applications, language learning tools exploiting the e-ink display's eye-friendly properties. Scientists at Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory released what was described as the largest two-dimensional map of the universe, compiled from the Dark Energy Spectroscopic Instrument Survey and covering millions of galaxies. The dataset, released openly, represents a fundamental expansion of the observational record for understanding dark energy and the large-scale structure of the cosmos. Taken together, a search engine filtering results to serve users rather than publishers, an e-reader unlocking its own Linux core, an astronomy dataset released as open data. Saturday's hardware and open web stories shared a common orientation: computing made more legible, more accessible, and more accountable to the people actually using it.